They have many houses there, and the water that runs the mill is from that mountain I mentioned, and that belongs to our family. It runs from the mountain and down and into the Skeena River. It's a little bit large creek. That's why it runs a big mill, and they call this creek Shan'an. And in those days, the people call it Shumula. The Indians call the mill Mula. They name it themselves. I still remember, and in those days when I was small, and nobody says a word about the mountain, and nobody mentions if anyone owns half of the mountain. When all my uncles, the Moat brothers, and Uncle George Williams still alive, all my great grannies were still alive. I was 12 years old when my great grandmother died, and after my second marriage, then my grandmother died. And nobody claims half of the mountain at that time. But now, lately, not long ago, I was told it was somebody owns part of it, which is not true. They should have said that while all my uncles and grannies were still alive, but nobody breathes a word about it. So that's why they call that creek Shan'an. And Ankh is where they hunt their groundhog and Shumbuik. That belongs to Yal and his family, all the family. It isn't that one chief owns a mountain or a hunting ground. It includes all the family first. Even if a newborn baby, if she owns or he owns the land too. And that's the reason why there were I have seen so many nice new frame house right here in the village. There's Lake Mark Johnson's house, large frame house, down below the village where the fishing site is, where the tourists used to go down and fish. that's where the house stands. It was built by themselves from the middle of what they set up, the great big mill during the revival. And everybody got spent with their work, or they put in their share, and they, or some of them took number for their share. And I have seen late Charles Wesley's nice green house, two-story. And the same with late Richard Morris and Moses Morrison's dad. He got a two-story building and a great kitchen. It's because they got their own sawmill. The department never built a house in those days. Because the reason why is because the village got a real nice minister. That's the main thing today, is to have a really nice minister that concerns about our native people and help them through. And the Spirit of God will work through the minister to help the people. That's how it is in those days. And I have seen, and many other frame houses, and there's another real good one that stands near the edge of the river that belongs to both Mr. and Mrs. Isaac Brown. And the house burnt down. All these houses burnt down. And many others. Besides, they got that great big merchandise store, clothing and hardware. But when I didn't see, the store was already closed when I was small. But I remember late Charles Wesley had a sale on few things that I left in the store. The revival died down, and everybody do whatever they like. That's why the people are like my people. They should love one another whenever they start a great big business. But in those days they envy one another. He does all the work, and there we are sat back doing nothing. Then the one that really runs the business is, I was told it was late Charles Wesley, that this guy is a great chief from the house of Ehlers too. His chief name is and remember his chief name. And he is Lake Samuel Wesley Stark. He runs the big store really good. But when they said about this complaint and he stopped running, finally the store went down, finally it owes so much at the wholesale in Vancouver. Then whenever the boat comes up, the river boat, it brought all the stuff. Finally, the people from the wholesale came and sell what they got in the store real cheap, as long as what they own is will be paid out. So the house is standing for many years until it was torn down by the band council. And when the people were really full of love and the Spirit of God, they wanted to visit their neighbor at Kistegard. And they traveled by ice, they said. This was winter time. And they camped somewhere up the river. And someone got up really early to build the fire for breakfast. Then he shouted out, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." And everybody jumped up and they all shouted hallelujah when they seen perhaps the ice is all the ice and freeze came down like on the top, what we call the Nehatsdes, what sometimes the water runs on the top of the ice, and something broke loose where at the upper part of the skin, and it came close, and it could have buried them all up underneath the ice, but it stops right close to them like a big wall. That's why they all shout hallelujah when God saved them after tragedy. They would know during their sleep, they would be all crushed among the ice. But they were really amazed and didn't forget how God helped them out while they are on their gospel tour. And the young people today doesn't understand, they didn't see a miracle of how God would work if they were really all out for the Lord, not just half or just pretend, just be all out and he will help them. They get to Kistegas and they were there a few days. Their custom is they would spend 2 or 3 days in each village as they go out. If they stay too long, then the devil will come in and cause trouble to them. That's why they only stay 2 days. And when it's time for them to fix and fry some fish, they all move to their fishing sites. Not everybody got fishing sites in the olden days. Just few family owns their fishing site. Like ours, Yari got some fishing site on the other side of the bridge, close to Hazelton. And there's another fishing site, this side Glen Bowie. And there's another not far from Gunnoak. They call this fishing site an Uxtetitwank. That means they whistle on the top of the hill. The reason is when anyone when the folks from Kiskegas came in to go to Hazelton, they would whistle on the top of the hill. They said that the smokehouse stands across the river, across the Skeena River, and they also got fishing site on this side. And whenever the folks from Kiskegas came and they whistle on the top of the hill to let the folks that live at the smokehouse know that they were passing by. But they hollered to them and told them to come down and have some soup fish, which they call Hagulzam, and they enjoy themselves having some fresh caught soup fish together. They never sell any fish to anybody. Anyone that got no fish in sight would come and pack himself how much he could pack, and all the dogs would come along and pack some too. That's what they called Gitaak in the olden days. Gitaak means is to go to a smokehouse and get some fish there. Get some, it also means get something to eat there. They never sell anything. They were very nice to each other. That's how late Sam Hope remember too, because he is my husband's uncle and he used to remember about the olden days when he was young. My mother and I used to go to an Uxivit one, he said, because it's not very far from Hazleton. We used to go there for a get up, he said, when there's a large run of fish, sakai mixed with spring salmon. And also late Alan Johnson used to remember too when they used to go there because my Uncle George Williams marries one of the Wolf tribe, Alice. Her chief name is Alice from Uela's house. And she is late Ellen Johnson's auntie. And among the Indians, we don't call our mother's sister's auntie, or we call our mother's sister's mother. That's why Ellen stays with her auntie, Alice Williams. And that's why her maiden name is Williams. And she remembers too that Uncle George Williams and his wife, and she used to go with them to get some fish at the Uxbridge one. It belongs to our ancestor. That's how they are. They were very busy smoking the fish and they cut the belly off and they smoke it too, which tastes real good. And later on, when after the white people came, they put the fish belly in a salty water, and they after that overnight or two, then they smoked it and it just tastes like black cod. It tastes real good, which the young people would really like when my grandmothers and aunties used to cook with some potatoes. And whenever there's work to do in the village, they gather all the young people to work, just donate their work, and then the ladies would get together and prepare lunch for them and supper. They really enjoy themselves. And today nobody would do anything for nothing as long as they know how much they would get an hour and how much they would get to do a certain thing. So it's very hard to be an elder at this time. and also put the fish eggs, the lime, 4 gallon coal oil tin with bird spot, 1 or 2 layers, the lime, and then fill it up with spring salmon, fish eggs, and they bury it near the smokehouse. And when it's springtime, like April, after the ground is soft, then they took it out, and it's still red. And they eat it with seaweed, or they would serve it at the feast. When their chief died, they eat every night because he's a chief. Every night they serve something different. And after they store all the fish for the winter, then they go out and pick berries. Or sometimes while they are still drying fish, the soap berries are ripe, then the men will look after the smokehouse while they were out picking soap berries. They know how to cut the fish, they know how to slice them for smoke, for half life. And I remember one time we live at the Seattle smokehouse when grandmother still goes down the coast. So that's why we live at Lake Solomon Johnson and his brother smokehouse. And the only niece, which is Mrs. Lizzie Tate, her chief name is they are the ones that live. There were 2 smokehouses there, one down below the Skeena River and the other on the top of the hill. They just pack fish up there. But they were strong. To me, they didn't look tired. They packed the fish, the men packed the fish, and the woman dressed them. Bertie Morrison and I used to go out there. Our parents sent us out to pick blueberries, and her her other grandmother, Elizabeth, my auntie, my stepdad's sister, Samuel Johnson's wife. She got some real nice fish belly, dried, it's ready to be toasted and have it for lunch. And pretty, and I used to store her fish. Even today, her and I used to remember how we stole the fish belly for lunch to pick berries. And the smoke house is about, fell down, big, a large smoke house, and it's so full of fish. My mother smoked fish, and Gertie's grandmother smoked fish. And yet we choose Auntie's fish belly to bring along to pick berries. And when we go out and pick berries, we just each